finish your year with your dream kitchen with help from Menards. Clearview Cabinetry offers a selection of finishes made with the finest materials and built to withstand life's sticky messes. They provide features like soft close doors and drawers and cabinet accessories to match your unique style. Don't wait to finish your projects. Save big money on Clearview Cabinets and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now. Save big money
at Welcome to Unscripted. Quick note before we begin. The cast and crew will accept zero responsibility or liability for any decisions that listeners make after listening to us, be that good or otherwise. Honestly, people, do not take life advice from us, as we are not experts in anything useful. We're simply here to share our opinions and hopefully provoke thought and not wrath. And of course, if we hurt your feelings, that will be addressed at some point in life. But hopefully today is not that day. So listen responsibly and enjoy.
Hey! All mosquito dead.
Every mosquito, one go, woof.
No, them dead.
Eradication.
Dead.
And especially today, them dead. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Unscripted.
Hey yo, hello.
We're here yet again, one another week. And this week we decide to say,
no week. Another strong.
That is it.
Yeah.
And this strong we decide to say, you know, everybody at them workplace, I don't know about people who are 95, this is still a thing, but back in the day, they used to have like hat and tie day and walking outfit and jeans day and jersey day. Yo, we decided to wear blazer and shorts.
Actually, you know, you miss it, you know? A five things we here. Me here, blazer, t-shirt, shorts, long socks and sneakers.
Yeah.
So actually, I have a t-shirt. I didn't have a t-shirt, but my thing.
No, if, button up. You remember I say,
yeah.
Even after I write it, I don't remember it like that. Yeah, so. It's all right.
Yeah,
at least him get the socks part.
And the blazer.
The full time, I forgot to go in and see who got the one of the body socks.
But I think nobody can beat me.
Yeah, but I think Craig's socks tough, actually.
Craig actually need to do it out the shoes.
Craig, you need to take off the
sneakers.
The
problem.
And see the socks.
If you do it out the shoes.
Yeah.
The problem is, if you do it out the shoes, you're going to miss part.
Is that right? You might have one foot of shoe.
Yeah. No, man, keep our one foot. No, no, you have to qualify.
I'm good. It might be easy.
No, I'm do have no sneakers at all.
Besides, but what do you say sneakers are church shoes?
So sneakers.
Sneakers.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, you missed that too.
Yeah. But it's not shoes.
Yeah, I'm actually, the other one almost got church shoes.
A bread.
Loafers.
Yeah, a bread. So you're good.
Yeah.
Style a style and pattern a pattern.
That is it.
So,
what Mr. Waki did say?
What did he say?
Oh, fashion over style.
Everybody can dance, but then everybody can dance.
Yeah.
That is it. International reggae dancer, superstar, KDT.O.K. And they advertise. Re-advertising.
No, nothing wrong. Somebody got to pay for it, you know.
That's right.
Yeah. By the way, make sure from now, big up the words, you know. Because they are coming to the rock. Soon and very soon they are. To the what? Wednesday. Yeah. Sorry, wrong church. All right.
All right.
Yeah, wrong church.
Pastor Campbell. To my right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now, before we start recording, they are singing another gospel song.
Yeah.
So apparently, you feel the spirit today.
One with the spirit.
I always walk one with the spirit.
Spirits. So, Mr. Ray in Nevio,
no, you have the spirits that keep drifting over here.
Yeah.
I'm going to make you step up your game now.
I have a consult.
What you're drinking now needs, you need to go up to the penthouse.
What I'm drinking now is what I'll always drink. I mean, when you know bougie, you know only drink like Cavassier and them expensive thing there.
Remy?
Cheap. Find me in a cheap section.
Is that right? Some of us, we are friends, but some of us bound to be basement. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You know.
I like coconut water.
Right?
Come on. All natural.
Yeah.
What do you think? You just wash off your mind. No, man. Where
is your
mind, dirty? No. You can't dirty again.
No, I keep washing it off.
Keep washing it. You keep it there. Yeah,
watch it, youth.
What exactly am I watching?
That youth. Continue.
True.
Where is the discussion topic?
Which one?
An important one, I think.
Then it'll be an important topic to discuss.
No man, some of them are really for vibes, isn't
it? I rather get troubles, man.
He can't help himself. However, that one here is we're exploring being our brother's keeper. Mm. To what extent are we expected to do that and execute that function of being your brother's keeper?
New Jack City.
Yeah.
Yo, man, always give us some history lesson. Alright, go back to that.
Nino.
Youth them Nina Brown. No, for them youth, they don't know that Nina Brown. So.
No, but that's what I'm asking for expound, because
sometimes, you know, we are brothers and we're all going on the same journey. That's the story. Mm-hmm. Until you just need the right test for suddenly realize, sir, am I my brother's keeper? And somebody said, not really. Because mm-hmm. now we separate. Power tends to corrupt. Absolute power corrupts absolutely. And that helps mash up brothers a lot of the time, you understand?
Yeah.
You can't say you're my keeper and then want to turn around and say, you're the reason why I'm able to wear the shoes or I'm able to take a seat on the couch and I keep ready at that point. Mm-hmm. Killing ready at that point.
At that point, that man there look on. That man there keep scoring. For me, I keep scoring.
You
back.
You can't be, yeah. Another keeper there.
Yeah. Another kind of keeping there.
No.
And a keeping score. What I mean, if you dissect the term, being your brother's keeper, what that mean? Because the truth is, technically, the whole show here was built around being our brother's keeper.
Right.
Indeed.
My
that's why God left you now.
Yo, Jano and God.
G, big up yourself. Big up God. Big up yourself.
Yeah. All right, so my opinion on it still is really about consideration for your fellow man. That's really, and when I say that, I speak in the broadest sense, meaning all sexes, man, woman, and thing. But for the purposes of this conversation, we stick with, you know, the man them. Like, I think that it's really about consideration for them. Like, whereas I am of the opinion that every man should properly and fully spread them wings and flex them muscles. You must be aware of who it affects when you do so, you know? Not to say that the awareness should stop you from doing it, but it should be a calculated decision at all times. I think that it would appear to me that is not commonplace nowadays. And is a thing that earlier last year, and for about 2 years before, I was struggling with that a lot. Like, I couldn't understand that how it just looked like people were casually going about purposely not giving a fuck.
Aimless.
It's not just aimless. It's like completely selfishly driven.
Okay.
I couldn't appreciate it. You know, and I was struggling with that. I was wondering if something was wrong with me, why me think so much about how my actions, you know, adversely or positively affect people. Like, I wonder if something wrong with me.
Mm.
Yeah, so that was a major thing when me that I got through. So it's really consideration. I believe that this whole being your brother's keeper covers. I really think so. That is the crux of it.
So how I interpret that, being your brother's keeper now, means you don't just make decisions based on your personal well-being, but also not at your own detriment. So as long as it's not something that destroys you, your next consideration is, will this help or harm those that who I'm supposed to look out for? Right?
Yeah.
You see, that thought process is primarily why, and big up Lamas, primarily why there are a lot of
artists.
Yeah, man. But if you listen to him, if you listen to Ayaktin, if you listen to a couple of them artists, they you wonder, somebody asks the question and they must say, oh, they money have more people are bad mind than others. It's not necessarily that thing. But they are speaking from their own personal experiences and probably things that they have seen. Because bro, like it is commonplace now. There's a term for it in Jamaica. The fact that we have a term for it should suggest we have a problem. There's a term called friend killer.
Yeah.
You're not just killer, you know? You're not just ordinary killer, you know? You're a friend killer. If you're a friend killer, the fact that it has become so prevalent and accepted that we can now label someone and say, oh, that man, they're a friend killer.
Well, I mean, it don't really grab me like that. Because one of the oldest books of consultation, Cain and Abel, may I say, from the beginning of time, immemorial, friendship, kinship, like any other ship, sail or sink. I mean, I say, it's just that you overestimate the capacity of your friend to always do the right thing.
Right by you.
Right by your
decision. No. Not only by you do the right thing. Because as the brother's keeper, me have to also able to set you. You're wrong.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And by virtue of that, the friend killer is another human being who just so happened to be closer to you than almost every other human being.
Fear.
That don't make them automatically in that space.
Not a human
being. Become a perfect human being that will not at any point. Jealousy in a barn of some people. Envy in a barn of some people, and for the record, jealousy at its crux, at its core, not a bad thing. Envy at its core is not a bad thing. I'm envious of your success because, Craigie, I wish it was me. When my envy becomes something wrong, is when I wish it was you.
Correct. Yeah. Fair.
Or if I wish it was me and not you.
Instead of.
Because, so, yeah. I wish, I'm so jealous of, I wish I could be. But I am the same person who can, as your brother's keeper, set you up. Bro, I wish it was me. Keep going on. Yeah. Keep going.
Yeah, assistant of mine did actually do a study of that thing, you know, with psychology of bad mind. And I remember that was one of the that was one of the things.
Hello,
like,
Jackie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Why is that line drawn between ambition and bad mind? Like we're because sometimes you need to see the benchmark in order to go for it.
Mm-hmm.
But where is it that the line is drawn? But
the line clear, Craig.
No, I believe so. Yeah. I believe so. But that is the bad mind part. What I want to know is that should you feel any kind of responsibility for assisting your brethren to move forward, or your sister to move forward?
A responsibility.
That's what I thought about, like the whole brother's keeper.
I owe it to you to not bring it down. So the rest of it is. But I don't owe it to you. If you come here in the morning, knock the door to the point where you wake up, tell us that put on clothes every day. May I go through this because I owe it to you for you to achieve. What I owe it to you to not bring you down. And in not bringing you down, I have said to you, you have the ability. Go forth. And remember, I do it for children. And I am doing it for you. but I will hold their hands and walk with them, not you.
It's an interesting topic.
Interesting.
And I've played devil's advocate, you know, with myself a lot, because I have one fundamental outlook. Right.
Man travel the world and foot cold. Ideas.
I'm not traveling the world.
The AC hard working.
It's a fire. Word,
yeah. Mota just dead, not sure.
You see, in order to interpret some things as bad, man. Because you almost have to take a superior stance where you feel like, yo, I am in a better place. And that's why this person is. You understand? Mm-hmm. So when you don't look at yourself as being in a better place, you can you then look at it differently. Right? So bad mind for me is a concept where
it
always apply.
You have to walk with bad mind. If you feel set, you know the whole of them bad mind.
Chances are you want.
Chances are right.
That's what I was about to say. Are you sit down and pray them and I say?
Chances are.
See it. True them not have you know.
Yeah.
Really
have.
The fact is, them
look for a long time and I said, you remember when them never have certain things in pass and heal, right?
And all of a sudden, them move
so
away.
It's not we bad mind him. Him change can by principle say. And feel now, say. So, true, we are look for him a pass, him I said. The reason them look for me a pass, through them bad mind. No, we are look for you and I said, watch the junk up. Now that you get a car.
Yeah.
You know, all but I heal nobody now. Yeah, and we bad mind. Mm-hmm. So when you walk up now and I say, well, go on farmer where I say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That is anybody.
We're not bad mind.
Exactly. So
bad mind.
The concept of bad mind to me really requires one to feel like they're in an elevated position. So if we're gonna bring it down to the friendship level, brother, if me and you are a friend, and you, I must say me and my brother's keeper. There is no point to me I feel like, say, because of anything material, I am in a better position than you. I might be luckier than you if I achieve it before you, but the truth is, both of us are going to get there together. Mm-hmm. Because if me do it, I'm going to show you how me do it, and the two of us are going to get it. Yeah, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's the aim. Not everybody thinks like that, and we can respect that. Now, another thing we're going to say, and we're finding, was me telling me I play devil's advocate the whole time. For me, I like learn the limitations of my friends. Mm. So I can temper my expectations. Same. My friends will love them to death, they would not get anything out of me. However, if a person come to me and say, yo, I'm going to start a business venture tomorrow, no.
Yeah, I get you.
No. If you ask me for invest, I will donate the money if I can. But I will never be in a type of relationship because I know how you stay when it comes to money. Mm-hmm. So I know say, as long as there's money in the argument, may I have a fallout. I don't need that, but I'm going to keep the relationship where it's there. Mm-hmm. And you know what I mean, we'll travel along that path there.
Right.
So I like learning people, nobody's infallible as we keep saying.
True.
Everybody have them price, everybody have them thing where they might go for. More time we don't understand the next person challenge. Some man might really do my hunger for all 2 weeks and we don't know. And every day we have a Burger King and the man said, Before the man buy 2 bully beef and make a cook and you see me that will last longer for the 2 away. You see, when you not communicate, say, this is your struggle, but then you sit down and watch me not struggling at the same area, you know, so the fuck am I reading the pain about me buy working every day? You know? You're paid for what you not have food tonight.
Right.
But you see, because you sit down the money I watch the money I buy working and I pocket watch or something that I hate it.
Yeah.
Maybe them people pocket watches.
Yeah, man.
No, we're not brothers keeper for living with these thoughts.
But that's what I'm saying. So,
unless a brother a jacket.
No, but if you look, no, we can't wear a weird jacket. But if you look for the 12 tribes, Israel still, you know, the 12 sons, them all of them are Abraham. All of them, they were bad men. Not all of them, but you know, a few of them did bad men.
Because somebody.
No, but what I'm saying is
somebody
they must still
the idea of bad man,
right,
and the whole of them.
But what I'm saying is
the wagon.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is that they must still brother. Must still brother.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like it's you have to know how for
what is the key to being a good brother?
Blows and
being a good friend. Because many brothers in our family are not friends. But the best of friends,
you know,
are brothers for life.
Let me see what
so,
the dictionary says.
No, that fire upon a dictionary. Book of words and meaning.
You hear that?
Let me see.
Advanced illiteracy, the man I deal with over about dictionary.
Bono. Book of words
and meaning. Elevated dunceness. What are you talking about?
I forget what I'm going to look up now.
The man said, look in the book of words and meanings for a brother.
No. That's not what
I said. I never did that before.
No.
Okay. Oh.
I'm looking for a friend.
Why did I search that?
Because this is something that what does it really mean?
I mean, I don't think you can define it.
Brother's genetic.
Precise.
Friendship. What I will say,
organic, bro.
What I will say is
real.
You see, when one fundamental thing I think is differences in every relationship, be it friendship, your situation with your partner. Differences and how you go about handling them. You have biological brothers?
Too many. 13.
I don't know.
How much time on a fight?
Fight.
It's kind of difficult because the majority, not there, but I've had the one who was closest to me.
Mm. We never fight. But I think
because I was the keeper.
Close fight.
It led to a fight. And he was drunk and mean disorderly. And I had to take an implement and knock him. Absolutely unconscious. Not to prevent danger to a whole crowd of people.
Mm-hmm.
And then wake up and proceed now to make it understood him there, Andrew, to make it known. And find out who the person is.
Mm-hmm. They might get
him. I said to him, yeah, me that. And it caused a rift. It took about 10 little bit years. People come to a point where he said, yo, you know, so I pray about them days and I tell you, you know, you try with certain things with me and Rary and, okay, the year is gone. It's never, when we see each other, we're good. It's never come back, but we know one thing. The changes that he made subsequently allowed him to get to the message
mm-hmm.
and allowed him to get to the change. And even if we're not sharing it now, as we would have hoped, it served a purpose. Because it could have been the brother's keeper who would sit down and just make sure, say, him all right.
Mm-hmm. So that's the thing. That's the thing with the definition of friend. It's a person attached to another by feelings of affection or personal regard.
Mm-hmm.
Which really come back to that whole thing, when I say it's really consideration is the thing. So at times, in order to be a good friend, you have to do things like what Rodney just described.
And I was about to say that because what Rodney described to me was a situation where he made a decision to sacrifice a relationship or put a relationship in jeopardy for the betterment of everybody in the space. Now, whilst that sacrifice lasts, 11 years, that's it?
That sacrifice lasts almost
11 years. You know what I mean? It was only after those 11 years a person could have looked back and said, I understand why you did what you did. Mm-hmm. And know it, so now they're okay with it. So, the scary part to what Rodney just said now is, how can you determine who is right? Because suppose that man they never come to the realization and say, yo, what you did was good. And him okay with it.
That not on me.
It would have been on him.
It's always going to be because I have done a duty, not just in that moment, prior to, but up to that moment, I had a duty to try as best possible to make him see the error of his ways, not just to his own detriment, but to that of others. If him don't see it down the road, I don't lose sleep. Where I should feel the penalty of it is seeing him come to ruin and sit down with people for self. Boy, but it seemed that me try discourage him or myself, you know, and see that my effort, I'm going to acknowledge that my effort had short pace to it. But I don't owe him a lifetime. Have help.
Me want to share a different like on this conversation.
I kind of want before you do that, I'm just gonna more than understand say, so the next time I see you do something, I'm gonna think detrimental. Don't feel like you're gonna knock out, see?
No, bro, you wouldn't be
that's every
you,
day.
You wouldn't be the first to try and watch this.
Hey! Cooler than them.
You're not gonna be the last.
Yeah, what I say is how to phrase this so I really get it. It is an unfortunate truth that there are people meant to lead and people meant to follow.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It is, you're not going to find everybody working on a construction site able to be the contractor. There are some that need to turn the cement, need to mix mortar. And it don't matter how much you try to teach them how to lay a block, or teach them how to render a wall, or teach them how to tie steel and them something. Mm. It doesn't matter.
The welder, that's the welder in about
there. Welder is just the welder.
Plumber, diploma, electrician.
Straight.
And again. So forth, that is just it. And it is just as you say, how you tend to, what's the word you use? You said that you use a word, it was interesting. Well, you test your bridge in them and see how far, you know.
Understand the limitations.
Yeah, right. It is very important that you are able to make that kind of analysis about the people in your circle and in your immediate circle and in your greater circle too that you do business with. Because sometimes you will burn out yourself and try teach somebody something that is beyond their capacity to understand.
Absolutely.
You know? And it frig up because people cuss about elites all the time and about Ireland. Sorry, Irish ear could have come before that.
No, it's actually an interesting thing. Nowadays, yeah. Unknown numbers that show up as Ireland is that thing.
It's weird, yeah.
I think nobody
was
there.
No, but it wasn't 876, it was a plus.
678.
Something.
678,
no. It wasn't that.
And then the new era code, it was a plus. Irish.
Anyway.
Big foreign.
Yeah, so it's like, you have to just know some boy, all right. This concept of elitism is not, it never just come around because some people just decide to be some possible. Like really and truly, if you were of the same mindset or a similar mindset, you'd have seen that coming a long time ago. You know, there are people that no matter where you plant them, they will eventually be in charge of another set of people.
Mm-hmm. And a good teacher also understand the limitations of them students. If you are teaching somebody, the mistake you have already decided to make is deciding where it is, you're going to teach them to. You're going to teach them up to that level. Now, the first thing you seek to establish is how teachable they are, mm-hmm. and which direction and which way you need to teach them. Some people, the lesson will come differently. Some people won't get the lesson. Some people get the lesson in a way that you need for go learn how to teach the lesson to them.
Yeah.
But you must know when you reach a point where the lesson can't go no further. And don't guilt yourself into thinking, why did it try like harder? When man on earth has done his best, you must see angel alone that ever can do the rest. Oh yes, man.
So that's profound again. But so for in the context of
that it sucks.
Oh.
In the context of being your brother's keeper, I think we reached the point where we are considered limits now, because what Radney said is, yo, there comes a time where I can keep you for so far and no longer. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I can support your journey, your mission to a point, and at that point it might become detrimental to my journey and my mission. And we must be able to understand, analyze, and assess and say, yo, you know what? This right now is not mutually beneficial anymore. It has become parasitic. Mm-hmm. And at which at some point we must, because yo, and I think that's the next thing. I think don't believe, say, I personally don't believe, and this is what I'm telling you for the whole episode, I probably have a battle with my own feelings and beliefs. Because mm-hmm. I believe if we were friends 20 years ago, would despite whatever you do, say, think, feel. And let me tell you, when our friends today, our friendship has evolved, we might communicate less, we might communicate differently, we might not communicate at all. But some people you have to choose to love them from a distance.
Yeah.
Because.
And some people, distance don't change love.
Exactly. You understand what I'm saying? For me, the love not gonna change. Yeah. So, if not because me, no good, like how we used to good 5-10 years ago, you're not gonna see me sit down and talk bad boy and disparage your name and.
Straight.
That I'm not believing in that.
No. Straight.
You get what I'm saying? So, whilst I may not be. In your understanding of it, I may not be your keeper right now because I am not there to provide the things, the services and whatever material things you need right now. I can't help you with that. You don't have access to me, you don't have access to my time, you don't have access to my resources the way you think you should. That means I'm not your friend same way, well, because sometimes the things that I don't do and don't say, I am being a friend to you and you don't realize.
Right, but what you do, two of them on the same football team.
Yeah.
Everybody know, we got primary school together, high school together, everything. We are two big ballers. Me are the leading goal scorer in the whole league.
Mm-hmm.
And you are the biggest defender. And you would make the captain.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, and they make Craig the vice captain.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, me want to sit down and I say, what would I think that? No, me not understand. Now I have to start look my life different because I said then, oh me if you be the leading goal scorer and I make we win and him get the captain and worse, him get the vice captain.
So I want
to be up front. And we need to understand that as much as we are both great performers and carry value, Craig is a better leader for the team. You could have been the best goal scorer in the God Cup. Craig is a better leader for the team. You are probably the better person to assist him to make the team work right. That don't lessen or minimize
your importance.
My importance. Precisely. And the truth is, I am the reason now that everybody look upon the tone and see who not the best to lead the team. So, it's a triumph fight. And we are looking at it and I say, we are friend and brother's keeper coming. Know that if you need to go on the 9th floor yeah. and your brother up on the 12th floor, support the 10th, the 11th and the 12th floor.
Mm-hmm.
And you also just back to the analogy that I gave earlier, you need that person to mix the mortar.
Yeah, but of course.
Because if you don't have that person, then the structure now
goes. You know who is the best contractor? The best contractor is not the man who know everything about building the building. The best contractor is the man who can go up on the site and make everything work. Right.
So, you see, in the same analogy that Rodney just used,
mm-hmm.
I remember me yesterday on a team. And we always have this one bridge, and he's kind of chubby. He never move as quickly as everybody else, so of course. He never play many games, unless we are winning now, come on. However, you see, mentally, he probably understands the game better than everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
So, you see, him being on the bench, he's in an acute position, one of. Where he can observe the movement of the opposition, and because he knows the strengths and the weaknesses of his own teammates, he can call out to a man and say, yo, don't drop into the midfield, push forward. I see them little change and little tweak them. Huge world difference. Of difference. You know, see, he's like on the sidelines. He's like everybody on the side, on the field. He's like, yeah, listen for that voice. If I say, yo, yeah. make that step there. Watch that man there. Watch that movement there.
You're not there.
Him being on the sidelines, he's more valuable there than on the field.
He's the coach.
And by the second coach. He's the coach. You understand what I'm saying? And oftentimes, that's what I say, yo, it's people when they feel like they're more important because the man they could have get up and say, but I know the game better than all of them. Me for all up on the field. So I take out my body and I cut. You see, when you get into that space, then you start to feel like you have that superiority complex.
So this I'm going to show you the thing now where it kind of fucked up in Jamaica, especially. Because I watched this thing recently play out with this whole King of the Dancehall bullshit, right? We are two men right now. At this point, one you would have said is the people's choice at the moment. You know, Carter just come out of prison triumphant, whatever. So people are saying that this is the king of the dancer. Fear, that's fine. Then you have Beanie Man who refuse to accept him as king because, as far as Beanie Man is concerned, he is the king. My argument, valid. But then, you have people like Shabba, who's still around. Things that Shabba has done, I have yet to see anybody do it.
Likewise, granted. Likewise, you know?
Likewise, we don't even need to go back so far, but I agree. Mm-hmm. So, but even further than that, there are players in this game that you cannot talk about dancehall and not mention the contribution that they have given. You know, the bounty killer, the busy signal, the Spraga Benz, the Mad Cobra, Ninja Man, like so many of them.
Super Cat,
who is my DJ. There are so many of them that have contributed to dancehall where it is Terra Fabulous.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Frisco
but Frisco is the commercial success that Terra Fabulous has received. No for them, no. You see that, you know. Cartel don't have no song big like them something. Bro, no, we're close.
Them doing that.
So and it's no disrespect, it's just true.
Facts.
No, but I had a really deep process of thinking with it, you know. Like me really prayed. And was trying to figure out the solution to that kind of mindset where you are willing, because what we couldn't appreciate is the way how people tear down Beanie Man for put Cartel up, the way how people disrespect the things what Beanie Man bumbuckler doing at this business. You man, shut the fuck up. If you don't agree, just shut up. The things what Moses do, the things what Bounty do, the things what these people do in this business, you can't deal with
for
them
for much longer.
But you now understand.
The tear down is worse when it have history, you know.
No man, but hold on, man, is the fact that you bright enough to think, so you have a right to do that.
Because
of your opinion,
it don't make sense.
You're better than it. No, but me not talk. But Cartel not do it. And him not talk. You know, so it's not. You feel like somebody else better than. It's not even yourself.
So it. What we reach now is that point where we talk about.
No, but me go show you the solution first.
Alright, go on.
Yeah. So when me think about it, me say, yo, what do we consider ourselves? Come here, say, yo. Even we, the contribution that we have made to this business far exceed many of them as well.
That's
right. Now, but me now I've been a bumbuckler king more than an X man because me a fan of these people, just as they are fans of me. Mm-hmm. So, like you know.
But you know, brotherly.
But hold on, and then figure it out.
We now keep.
Figure it out is support, and we don't do that enough. Is understanding that you are a column in this thing. So that is where me see myself as a firm column in a dance hall. Mm-hmm. I stand solidly on the foundation that was set by the ones who come before me.
Absolutely.
And I firmly and solidly as well provide that support for the ones who will come after.
That's why the building keep going up.
That is why.
That's why I'm talking about the 12th floor.
There is none without the other. And until we upon all right, all we are talking about, like, we don't even call Sean Paul name and Bumbo Clark.
No, Sean name of a card. I mean, I don't care who else thinks. But watch the joke. The brotherly, no Jesus, different something that. Because you're talking about the man who create.
Vegas.
Right?
We can't do this all day.
But I'm saying to you.
We can't do this all day.
What happens is, the family, because that is what dancehall is. So we just use dancehall now as a textbook for a bigger story.
Jesus.
Is one family. So what start happening in the family? Because Sean look different, him history different, all of a sudden, him a jacket. Put him on. So even when him a go up, nobody remember the struggle.
Right.
Where him got through. Right. Harder than who have 1/8 of him talent.
Yeah.
As long as them was getting through, then all of a sudden, them not hear him. A deaf, them go deaf, you know. It's not that him now make no sound. When him reach a point, you start hear people say, tell me something. You know, have nobody we can link, Sean, so we can't make a tour, or we can't. Sean, now you say the man, yeah, but still, there are people out there in the family who you don't hear their names at all. I don't think any of us would even remember their names, who have stamped class out there and we have not seen them perform in Jamaica for 20, 25 years. In the end, you have to ask yourself, would this structure have been better if we all tried to make sure, say, yo, can you imagine a show with Sean, Tio, Busy?
So, I'm going to use dancehall as the example, because I think what dancehall suffer from.
You can't shine a true darkness for the world.
Unfortunately, what I think dancehall suffer from is lack of enlightenment. I don't want to get education or anything, but lack of enlightenment. I think what I said a lot of happening in a dancehall is a man feel like, in order for, if you're here and I want to get here,
I shouldn't work
twice as hard to get here. But instead, what I'm going to do is tear you down what we see a lot in dancehall is we try to make the next person look bad so I can look better. And sometimes other people's success highlight or lack of success. I don't want to call it failure. But so other people's success will highlight or lack of success.
Because we're not the keepers.
And that is where the insecurity
for the killers. We are not the keepers, we are the killers. And then we finish, we see people out there who practice togetherness and find great success. And then we say, stop it at the back and thief. Where we have and re. What it is that where there is division, you can't. If people understand what it means to be the brother's keeper, you know how evident it is. It's not even with the tear down and the this and the that. That's not even the worst part. It's the part where coffee fall upon hard times, for whatever reason. And all the way over one side, stop and I say, then you want to coffee? Why? Sad, you know? And everybody have to go around now, try to hold out and try to beg this, beg that, beg the other. And who is the person most likely to come to coffee rescue? I used to start produce music 2 years ago. And him did rate you from 19 how long, he's never even met you. Mm-hmm. But him still regard you. And when he must say to me and Craig, worry, I say, brother, hope it work out for him, you know. Mm-hmm. And then when the day come, the whole of it stand up and I say, boy, our brother, you know, feel it to your heart, you know. Mm-hmm.
Yo, I remember.
Where is the brother's keeper?
But so,
where? Them a killer and that style, man.
No, I get a phone call one day. About a bridge, you know, man. friend. Very good friend. Right? And I was told that he had passed away. And no one was willing to claim the body. Family now go for him. Nobody just did it. So I said, oh, you mean? I'm not accustomed to those things. Apparently, these things happen. So I decided, all right. When I said this man was my friend, I mean, fuck it, me bury him. Me bury my friend. For me, one after dinner.
So be it.
Mm-hmm. Go collect the man, buddy. I had to reach out to members of him family for sign, death certificate, and those things. And we're cool with signing. Pay for getting cremated, pay for him funeral expenses, these things. And with the help of a few close friends that I had at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Reach out to a few people. We managed to get it done.
Make it work.
And only those who know will know who I'm talking about. But so I work out the names. But it saddened me to know that you could leave this earth and not have. Well, I guess he did, because
you know, one person.
But how is it possible? It don't matter what you do. You know, everybody make mistakes. Everybody do fuckery. Yeah, but is how can you leave the earth and leave people still bitter enough or upset enough or angry enough at the things that you did or disapproving enough of the way you live your life that them will curse you even after your passing and not be there. I don't understand that
kind. That's not on the dead.
I don't understand that.
If you want to go to your bed,
I don't understand that.
Still cursing somebody that has shown you that is not your day today is for them.
All right.
Is missing in a twinkle of an eye, it could have been the other way around. And you want to say, instead of taking a moment and say, yo, we never get a chance to fix this.
So,
may you go.
So that is what
I struggle. Where it so be, but yeah.
Struggle with that in a Rodney because.
I have to.
All right, in my lifetime, I guess because I'm home living, like, people approach me for all kind of things, Godfather, executor for will, all of these things, right? I stop doing all of them now. I may have too much. It's like when you see how family deal with family after deaths, you know.
Yeah, man. 30% of murders, you know, Virgin, is betrayal and deadlift.
What it? No, but I can't. Even how them treat the dead themselves is like how them refer to that person that is not even here to defend themselves anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It deplorable, man.
Yeah.
And it begs the question, in the heart of hearts, if this is your brother and your friend, and in that moment, can't remember, no, this will have no more argument come tomorrow. No. This will have forgiveness tomorrow. It will have none of that something there. If what you can sit down and do is decide, say, yo, you're trying to figure out how best you can get the house before somebody else, or how you can get into the account, or, well, tell you what you do. Make we don't have to have nothing. Just throw him in one box and dig out one, man. Remember this, you know. It don't end there. You have other people connected to you, whisper in your ears on the very night that you sit down and have a drink. And say, boy Tom, you fuck up still. And the next one say, yeah, but I'm a virgin. Remember, say, there are many people who will one day stand by when you are going up.
Mm-hmm.
Or when you're in that moment. And there are many people who will be there when you're in your glory and all of this and sit down and I say, yo, you realize so you not call me up on the stage?
You know?
Yeah. What do you mean me not call you up? Is there a reason why I go up there and call 20 people in him? So you feel that way if I never call you? Okay. I call your name, but that never good enough. No. I never tell people say, if I never you, more than there, so. No. So what exactly? I should have did ask you if you go up there then. I mean, me sit down and say you're good. All right. So,
that's funny.
So in the end, you have to ask yourself, but at the same time, you owe a debt of gratitude. So while you must appreciate your success, it don't mean that you diminish my part. And when I say diminish my part, you don't have to call me name. But at least say thanks to those who I'll fall in the doors. Mm-hmm. Not by name, but doors. Because you one and God. Me never see somebody win a rowing competition
by themselves.
Good.
And I've also never seen
an episode.
A better studio than the
Revolution. Hold on.
Honestly.
Them say too. No, man, too high.
Where we are, it fosters proper conversation. People get to hear us clearly. They get all the different camera angles. And we get to have AC so powerful that the international superstar foot get caught.
Man say feel like sweet.
Switzerland. No, I want to wrap up the show.
And it's very clean, if you know.
Always, the aesthetics are beautiful.
Asymmetrical.
Yeah. So I want to wrap up the show. But before we do that more, everybody knows, yo, if you want to book Ideas Evolution, scan the QR code on the screen. See me? Book yourself a 3-hour session. Enjoy yourself. They also film OnlyFans content. I do. If you want to film your OnlyFans, hey, you want to eat in our white studio. Hey.
And by the way, it's not only a studio of great creation, it's a great studio for education.
Ah.
So if you want to learn something, you can set up that too.
So,
yeah.
We're about to close.
Schooling is available.
We're about to close the brother, the being your brother's keeper and understand the limitations of that topic. So, my invite closing words.
Don't think too much of yourself. Understand that you are supporting actor as well as a star.
Well said.
Yeah.
Keep the right people close. And be close to the right people.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Brilliant. Alright. There's two things I want. I want to close the. I want to go back to the king of the dancehall topic quickly before, and this is a part of my closing words. There can be 17 kings. So that I consider myself a king.
True.
I'm sure you consider yourself a king, and
true.
Vice versa. I will acknowledge you as a king,
true.
And I hope that you will do the same.
And it don't take none from my kingship to acknowledge.
Absolutely, and it does not diminish my kingship one bit.
Are
to look at you and say to you that you are a king.
Correct.
With that said, there will be those, and I think people need to understand how to learn to gauge. And these are the last thing I say on it. You see, if you hear something about me from a former friend, you should take it, understand what they're saying, but not tell yourself to discredit them. But you should also wonder, if that person was a former friend, why are they talking about me in this manner? And then you can judge the character. And you will, after you judge the character of the two people, you might be able to understand better what is happening in that dynamic. And we'll close it this. So that's at the end for me.
Yep.
Until next week, people, this has been Unscripted. Love and love alone. Soon the next week.
Yeah.
Big club.